Welcome to the View My Seats podcast. I'm your host, John Lord. Sound familiar, hockey fans? That's the Brass Bonanza, otherwise known as the Hartford Whalers' goal song. It's been 17 long seasons since the Whale relocated to the greener pastures of Raleigh, North Carolina, and became the Carolina Hurricanes. Yet in that time, one group has remained truly loyal to the cause of bringing the NHL back to Connecticut. Founded in 1972, the Hartford Whalers Booster Club is still active today, fostering awareness of Hartford's place in NHL history, as well as supporting charities which the Whalers once supported during their time in Hartford. Recently, I had a chance to speak with the president of the Booster Club, Joanne Cortesa, and I asked her why she believes the NHL and the Whalers will return to Hartford.
Well, we have 42 members. Some are out of state, some are in state. We've talked to the governor. I've talked to the governor, and I've had conversations with him that he definitely wants to bring an NHL team back here. They finally realized in this year, April, is going to be 18 years since they left, that they realized that the revenue in the state is down, that they, in order to bring in, they need to bring the NHL team back to bring the revenue back up. We've lost a lot of money in the 18 years. I don't know why it's taken them this long to realize that, but it has.
Strangely, if money is the reason the Whalers should return to Connecticut, it may also be why they left back in 1997, when principal owner Peter Karmanos relocated the team to North Carolina.
No, because when Karmanos left, we literally, and I was there, we literally had a rally to get people to buy season tickets. We had 10,000 people for season tickets. We had 10,000 season, I believe it was 10,000 season ticket holders. We actually got people to buy tickets. And we got people to buy the season and everything. And Carmelo's made us go through all that and everything. And he had no intention of staying. When he bought the team, it was obvious that he had no intention of staying. Definitely, and that was the sad part.
If, as Joanne Cortesa says, owner Peter Karmanos never had any intention of keeping the Whalers in Hartford, was there something the then governor of Connecticut, John Rowland, could have done to hold on to the NHL?
He was 100% UConn. He did not push. Karmanos wanted a new arena, and our old governor didn't want to spend the money to fix the arena or build a new arena or whatever. So that's the reason why Karmanos left. He wanted a new arena, and he wouldn't give it to him. And because he spends too much money, he was spending too much money for UConn. All the money was going for UConn.
The irony is that the University of Connecticut men's hockey team now plays the majority of its home games at the XL Center in downtown Hartford, which was once the home of the Whalers. There have been discussions on the need to renovate the arena in order to entice the NHL back to Hartford. However, these proposals for a new arena could end up costing anywhere between $250 and $500 million. So, where would the money come from?
I'm not sure how it would work, but the people that were at the meeting on Thursday were the same characters, or I should say characters, same companies that were there when the Civic Center was built and was completed in 75. The Travelers, the Hartford, I think Phoenix was there, Aetna was there, the higher-ups were all there. With them being there, that says something with them being there. They know that the Civic Center either needs to be torn down or it needs to be fixed because every week there's something going wrong with it. I heard last week or the week before one of the pipes burst. This lady at the CRDA that was on the board said it's just infamous. Every week there's something going on with that place. Well, the lab, our current arena, they took bonds out from the companies. There was bonds that they took for, that they borrowed from each of the companies. That's how come Travelers and Aetna and Phoenix and, you know, all the insurance companies had a piece in it, because they all gave them bonds towards it. And they were actually showing, and I didn't do the printout, but they actually showed that the footprint that the Civic Center has is bigger than all the other bigger than the Boston Garden, bigger than a bunch of other places that are out there. The footprint is a lot bigger. So it's just a matter of figuring out how they're going to do this, whether they're going to renovate it or they're going to tear it down. They talked about, the CRDA talked about that they were purchasing the Church Street Garage. They want to go north with the arena. So, the baseball stadium is started. Their additions have started. They did the groundbreaking ceremony last week. From what I heard, the governor wanted that property for the new arena. I don't know what happened there. I can't answer that question because I'm out of the loop on that. But all of a sudden now they're building a baseball stadium on that land.
If a new arena in downtown Hartford can be financed with private capital, is there anything else that could be keeping the NHL from coming back to Connecticut? Could it be the ongoing rumors of league expansion into cities like Seattle, Las Vegas, and Quebec City?
If we don't get our team just yet, I'm rooting for Quebec to get back their team. I'd like to see the Nordiques back in Quebec. I can't see Washington having a team, and for that matter, Las Vegas. Las Vegas, people don't go to Las Vegas to watch hockey. They go to for shows. They go for the gambling. They're not really. I don't know how many people really live in Las Vegas, but most of them are really, I don't think, they're not, it's not that healthy for expanding. I see them moving teams. I see them
relocating, okay.
Relocating teams. I see them relocating a team out of one of the Florida teams. I see Phoenix relocating. I see North Carolina relocating, the Hurricanes relocating. There is just, it's kind of be where they, or when they started to build these new arenas, they wanted Bettman wanted a 20,000 seat arena. And he has now realized that the 20,000 seat arenas are too big and they can't fill them. If you notice that there's only a handful of stadiums that are being filled, Chicago is definitely one of them, and you got the California teams that are able to fill their stadiums, because their teams are doing very well. The teams that are not doing well are not filling their stadiums.
If Hartford has no need to feel threatened by other cities in the market for an NHL franchise, Joanne Cortesa points to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman as potentially one of the most influential obstacles to the Whalers returning to Hartford.
Main challenge is having Bettman allow it. That's our main challenge.
Why would he not allow it? If the city seems prepared, the city seems like it's hockey ready and hungry, and it's going to be good business for the NHL, why would Commissioner Bettman not allow it?
That's a good question, because the fact is that if you think about it, in the WHA, when we were in the WHA, there was four teams. Out of the four teams, only one team stayed, and he was not. The commissioner at the time when we came in the NHL. He knocked out three out of four WHA teams out of their cities. And now he thought that it would be better to put them in the southern states, where Edmonton, Winnipeg, Quebec, and Hartford. Those are the four WHA teams. He knocked out three out of the four at the time. Okay, so Winnipeg got their team back. Which is a great thing. I'm happy for them. Quebec and us can only hope that we get a team back. It's not going to be Carolina Hurricanes, that's for sure. I know that.
No. No, it will not be the Hurricanes.
Even with all of the apparent challenges facing the effort to bring back the NHL to Hartford, Joanne and the other members of the Whalers Booster Club still have fond memories of their lost but not forgotten hockey franchise.
When the Booster Club used to have their awards banquets, we used to hold them at the AquaTurf in Southington, or Plantsville, rather, actually. We held them every single year. The players used to show up. Players sat at the tables. They literally talked to the people at the tables, took their names, their addresses, and emails, and kept in contact with them to this day.
Really?
To this day, yes. Because when Howard Baldwin came back and he took over the current Wolfpack team, which was turned out to be the Connecticut Whale, he had a Summerfest. In the Summerfest, some of the Booster Club members were able to stand by the tables and assist the players. And a lot of people who knew the players way back came by to the tables, and they were talking to them, and they were happy to see them and everything. Our players that we had were awesome players. I literally, when I was back there in the private section, the private part of the thing before everybody, Paul Wallace said to me, "You're here, I can't believe you're here." I said, "Yeah." And he just kept on repeating himself like four times, "I can't believe you're still here, I can't believe you're here." It's like the guys like were so happy to see me and see other people. They recognized a lot of people. It's just amazing. I've got about 20 players on my Facebook page. They did charities. They went to the Newington Children's Hospital with charities and stuff like that. They did a lot of stuff out in the community. And let me tell you, the Summerfest was supposed to end like at 3 o'clock. Because there was 5,000 people there that showed up, the players stayed till the last person got the autograph.
Wow.
They all stayed there. And it was amazing how many, it was totally amazing. They had no problem staying. That's the kind of people, kind of players we had. That's what kind of team we had. I go back to 79-80 season. So I remember when we were from Springfield.
What's also never been in doubt is the sustained popularity of Hartford Whalers apparel and merchandise.
Yes, they do. And I wear my gear whenever I go to a hockey event, Civic Center, no matter what team is playing, I have my jersey. I have a jersey on. Whether it's walking in the parade, going to a Wolfpack game, going to a UConn game, I have my hockey jersey on. I had my hockey jersey on when I went to the...
Back in the 80s, the Hartford Whalers Booster Club had over 1,000 members. Now, Joanne Cortesa estimates the numbers to be somewhere in the mid-40s, with each member contributing an annual fee of $10. The money goes to a very good cause.
Correct. We only ask for $10 because, first of all, we don't have a team, and secondly, we don't mail out any newsletters. The only thing that we have money coming in is membership. We don't have anything else coming in, and we do have a scholarship that we have with the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. It's a $1,000 scholarship that when the team left, the past board said we had like $25,000 in the account that was way over that we would have had to claim as income tax. So the group decided to take out a scholarship for a guy or a girl who is going to go to a college to play hockey. You know, we give $1,000 to the student every year. We give it to the student. So it's been this will be our 18th year that we've given a student, or 17 years since we've given out the money, and we've got enough money in the account to do that.
I asked Joanne how other people who are not a part of the Booster Club could help bring the Whalers back to Hartford.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I forgot to tell you is that we had a petition. We had a petition that we had on our website. I'm not sure if it's back out there or not. When the time comes, we're going to tell them, okay, here's our petitions, here's all the signatures, and we even have some signatures that were from out of state, too. I mean, we have people from Boston and Long Island and even some of the Ranger fans saying bring back the Whalers. You know, they as much as Boston and Hartford hated the Whalers and we hated them, they'd like to see a team. They'd like to see a team back in Hartford. You know,
sure, a little healthy rivalry.
Exactly.
Lastly, I asked Joanne why she and other members of the Booster Club are unwilling to embrace the American Hockey League's Hartford Wolfpack.
Well, it's not so much against them. It's the fact that they are Rangers. They're Ranger players.
Okay.
So there's where it falls into play is because they're affiliated to the Rangers.
I get it. Is that why people maybe would there be fuller houses if they weren't the Rangers?
I would say yes.
Really?
I'm literally going to say yes to that.
Wow. So if it were the Bruins or the Islanders or some other franchise other than the Rangers, the Wolfpack would be drawing better, and you wouldn't be angry at them.
And it could be any other team but the Rangers and the Bruins.
Oh, okay, Rangers and the Bruins.
Rangers and the Bruins, any other team. Any other team. I seriously think that they would draw a lot more people.
But I wonder if the NHL is watching how the AHL does in Hartford, saying, well, you know, if they're not playing to a packed house there every night, then what leads us to believe the NHL will pack the house?
That's a possibility, too. I'm not really sure what Bettman's theory is and how he's thinking this out and what his reasoning is. I do know that they've had guys in the NHL here. A couple months ago, they were here for a week talking to the governor and stuff like that. And I don't know. It was behind closed doors, so I have no idea what they were talking about and how things were going. So.
Well, but it sounds like you may have to root for the Rangers in order to get the Whalers back, Joanne.
I was a season ticket holder last season, I was.
My thanks to Joanne Cortessa, president of the Hartford Whalers Booster Club. You can support the club's movement to bring the NHL back to Connecticut by visiting their website, whalerwatch.com. That's it for this edition of the View My Seats podcast. Thanks for listening.